Investigators in Southern California are collecting evidence from the scene of Sunday's deadly helicopter crash that killed 9 people, including basketball icon Kobe Bryant.
At last report from the coroner's office here, they had only recovered 3 of the 9 bodies so far, that they're still searching for the rest of the human remains. It is a tough scene, and still the coroner has not been able to identify any of the bodies, so none of the official IDs have been released.
That's ABC's Alex Stone.
A Republican lawmaker plans legislation that would force Kansas Secretary of State Scott Schwab to implement a 2019 law that lets folks vote at polling places most convenient to them. Across the aisle, a top Senate Democrat says he may sue to force Schwab to comply with the law. It would replace traditional polling places with so-called voting centers.
In sports, chants of Kobe broke a moment of silence that kicked off a more subdued Super Bowl media night. The NFL opened the most hyped week in professional sports with mixed emotions Monday night after the death of superstar Kobe Bryant.
Businesses around the world that rely on big spending tours from China are taking a heavy hit, with tens of millions of Chinese restricted from leaving the country as the coronavirus spreads. Hotels, airlines, casinos, and cruise operators among the sectors suffering the most immediate repercussions.
Cold and cloudy today. Flurries possible during your drive home with a high of 34. Light snow showers likely tonight as we drop down to 25. And might see a few light snow showers in the morning drive on Wednesday with a high of 35 degrees.